call my name and it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on.
Stop banging on the damn furnace. You hear me now? This is the last time.
Well, let's get it on till I earn them on. Girl, it's all good, just turn me on. Yo, shake.
And recording. Take two because Rob's garage band decided to flake out.
Right.
Well, no, I just upgraded to Pro Tools. And
you know. Oh, my fault, big dog. You got, what you get? You got like a Black Friday sale?
Nah, I got the original beta version. So, you know, I got it from my man on a disc.
Oh, your computer has room for a disc? Because mine does not.
The poverty.
That's what I got on Black Friday.
Wow.
A whole new disc port.
Well.
I haven't seen a disc port in years.
Years.
What was funny was we were all working and we were all in the office. They were making fun of my company computer because it had a DVD drive.
Yeah, I was.
And I was like, fam.
Yeah,
I do remember
that. Sounds
that.
Accurate.
Well,
Rob gave this to me.
Rob's the kind of person where, like, even if you have a Mac at home, like, Rob's going to sit there and defend a PC all day and not tell you has a Mac at home. And so I feel like something came about your PC and you were, like, literally riding for PC. And I was like, I'm not having this conversation with you. Like, this is not reasonable. And then come to find out.
No. Christine's whole argument was, why does your PC have utilities things? Like,
what? I don't.
You have to. It's all there in one machine. Oh.
No, that wasn't my argument. My argument was it looks busted and it doesn't work very well. And I feel like you were having some computer issue, and then that's how I was like, "Well, why do you even have that computer?" Which
PCs
was snobbery. It was snob. Yes, they do. Was snobbery, but you know, Rob caught a virus at work. It was really a mess. But
ugh.
First of all, now you're telling all your lies.
Drag him.
I know we were lying.
I don't even care whether
you
that's true.
You did know we were lying. You started lying. Anyway,
it's all believable because you have a PC, so.
Right.
Oh.
Rob goes to google.com and suddenly there's
a job issued PC. No, I'd use Bing.
That's
online.
Your problem. You went to Bing? You might as well go to
Ask Bing.
Stop.
It's actually ask.com now. I know. I had to use that.
Okay, that's well.
But enough about you ragging on my computer that was company issued.
Oh, you got a company issue computer? Oh. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Not Christine having used her own tablet.
Not once.
Her personal phone.
I mean, not anymore.
To write articles.
But, you know, there was a time. Ghetto. There was a time.
But see, this is, okay, to that point, this is why we need to have our own black-owned companies.
Oh, here we go.
Because...
Rob,
hear me out. If we had black owned companies and black award shows and black spots, we could really
then we could not have
the
tools
to
we need from our own people instead of other people.
No. Then we get a black owned computer company to make our computers.
I'm not interested. And use, I want my Apple.
And use black owned.
Leave me alone. Like,
black-owned Wi-Fi.
Christine said, I'm not interested in you blacks. I got this Apple computer that's working fine and dandy.
No, I
the
literally I drank the apple juice and like I'll never be the same. So I can't help that.
Wow.
Unless I come on hard
Imagine
times.
If you supported black-owned.
I mean, if you make one better than Apple,
that?
But...
Why would you do that, Sankara? Is that your question?
Yes.
You know Sankara, though.
So you didn't buy black on Black Friday. Typical.
Did
I actually did. I actually did.
What'd you buy? Oh, only consumer brands? You didn't buy any of the services? Typical.
Wait, what?
What do you want us to buy, Rob?
What service was I going
to
buy?
Services. You want us to buy a black housekeeper at times like this? Can you leave me alone?
Yes.
I don't know what service. You want me to buy a black plumber? I don't even have a house.
A black, yes.
Uh-uh.
Wait, you don't work for my black landlord?
You know what?
Outrageous.
I'm at my parents' house right now, and my dad is black, so technically.
Is your dad's mortgage the black bank?
No. He definitely isn't. There's not one of those down here in Carbondale, Illinois. I'm going to be real with you, but, you know.
You couldn't go find one? Oh, because it's not convenient. You
right,
just the
correct.
White man.
Correct. Yes. I'm not getting my old man parents to get on the internet to bank.
I hate you.
So. Good try.
But no.
Does Rob bank black? Wait,
for...
now I need to know.
No, I do not.
Not even one little
no,
savings
I don't.
Account?
Nope.
That says a lot.
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
That's gonna be a big no. Like, I have nothing against them. I just don't. Actually, I don't have a bank. This thing is, I use credit unions only.
Same. See, mine is a credit union too.
Yeah, they don't. I don't think they have any black-owned credit unions. Don't look. But,
they probably have so many.
I'm gonna look, and I'm pretty sure they do.
That's probably what this is. Yeah. But don't look.
I'm like still not switching. Sorry.
I was like, yeah, but if I move, then
I get some good interest on my savings right now, so I'm not gonna do that.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, so it's in my checkings, and then but it takes 3 days to get from my checkings to my savings.
Not happening.
No. Remember when Kevin Hart was a cultural icon? Not like we looked up to him for anything, but like his jokes moved the needle. His punchlines were that of lore.
Yeah,
remember that?
A while ago, huh?
How long ago was
good
that?
Good times. Probably like what's I don't know. I can't think of his comedies in order, but like probably the one before Laugh in My Pain.
I was
Pain.
Definitely so, in college. I feel like
is that a, I'm a Big Little Man?
No, that's the first one. So Seriously Funny. That's
Seriously
the last
funny.
One. I think.
Got it.
Because whatever one, I think the last one I remember is like Pills, Muffin, Cat, Back, Blue.
Oh yes, was that the same? Was that Seriously Funny too?
I don't remember which one. I've lost track. I know.
It might be, actually. It might be.
So you're telling me you watched his new special and didn't like it?
I told you last week I got
the
30 minutes.
I literally
and
forgot. Sin Cara, did you watch it?
I watched the full thing.
Wait, that,
I watched the whole thing.
Wait, we got to talk about it. We got to talk about the Grammys snubbing our black people again.
Oh, right.
Well, not all our black people. The black people, some black people.
The
and
Weeknd.
Then, you know.
Did The Weeknd dirty.
Yeah. I don't follow the Grammys as closely as I do, you know, the film ones. But I will say I was definitely shocked at some of the choices.
Wasn't there some tea with The Weeknd and, like, him doing the Super Bowl or something? Like, there was some sort of drama, and that's why they think that he was snubbed completely?
So
I feel like there was some tea there I needed to investigate, which is still obviously unacceptable.
The snub had to do with they moved his album from pop to R&B, and then when he got into the R&B category, the R&B team
smoked.
Was like, well, this doesn't fit here, so...
So he submitted as pop, or he submitted as pop and R&B, and they just...
He submitted as pop,
okay.
But he
so
got
they
moved.
Because
but...
I thought they had to, like... I didn't know they could move it. I thought they could just, like, delete some of the submissions.
No, they can move it.
Because I was
they
thinking
can,
that's
like,
how
when
Bieber's
else.
Mess. I was like, he probably submitted to pop and R&B and then got mad he didn't get R&B, and it's like, well, shouldn't submit to pop, but maybe not.
Well, it's a little bit of both. So, like, they allow people to, like, they consider the body of work. They look at it, and they're like, nope, this fits somewhere else.
Right.
And so, but which doesn't make any sense though,
so
because like even
I'm
still as a pop album, like I look at the pop list, I'm like, The Weeknd's album was massive.
No,
and
people
so, like,
were like
I don't
obsessed.
Know. I guess they
people
hate
were obsessed.
I
expected to see it there.
Well, which was crazy
I
because
didn't know we were gonna go this long on it. I was trying to make jokes, but y'all being
we
serious.
Are.
So this is all
well, you brought it up, so right. Here we are.
Well, I was trying to make jokes like this is why we need our own Black Awards show, and then I was literally on the Soul Train Awards, and I was like, yeah, this is not.
I didn't even
here.
Check
so,
it out on those.
I was about to say, did you? I didn't even know it was happening. So there goes that.
No, the only reason I knew it was happening was because I saw someone tweet.
Yeah, me
Let's
too.
Support this one, and I was like,
I'm glad you're doing that.
What network that come on?
BET, Black Entertainment Television, Sankara.
Sankara is so far removed.
Enough about that. But see, here's why. I figured Sankara would know these Soul Train Award artists because you know he'd be at brunch with his boots on.
Oh, yeah, he's
oh,
a big
you know the vibes.
Bruncher.
Swag surfing, but not on beat because, like, you know.
You know the vibes.
He's one of those blacks.
I won't be getting kicked out, though. I can tell you that.
I can't.
Yeah, because it only kicks out women. So
oh, you know
we're the ones who get lectured at brunch.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, why y'all twerking even though we're playing twerking?
Some
one woman ew. Here twerked, and I'm going to preach to all of y'all right now. That's, yeah.
Get out of my restaurant.
But at least he didn't call his daughter a hoe.
Yeah.
So.
There's also that.
Honestly.
Kevin Hart.
And so did I, too.
But no. Well, it was funny, because again, we talked about it last week. I was like, I'm off it. What was funny to me was because Sankara pulled some strings and got me on Clubhouse.
I'm pretty sure I'm the one who actually
Christine, I'm trying
got
to make Sankara
on...
sound bougie. I know. Christine.
I used my
Christine.
One invite on Rob.
I was about to be like,
credit?
I definitely didn't do that.
Christine, Sinclair, I'm trying
also,
to
that's, Kevin, that's Kevin Hart's ad.
Has the
no, let's spin it, Rob, because what happened was Sinclair was on Clubhouse for weeks and was not even going to think about inviting either of us.
Actually, he was on there for months. He's been on there since
and
June.
He's
definitely been on there for a really long time. It's because I don't really... Before y'all came on there, I wasn't really using it like that.
Yeah, yeah. He was using it. He just didn't want to invite us.
It doesn't matter. You've been on there since
I still don't even really use it now. Whatever. It's such a weird concept to me still. I just, I don't know. There's something about
it. I'm just
nosy,
so
like,
that's why I like it.
I can't gravitate to.
Well, what's funny, because I don't know if you, we were talking about the first one, but like, there was a group that was like, is Kevin Hart funny?
Oh,
and they was dogging Kevin Hart. And then Kevin Hart stepped in and said, hey, everybody, it's me, Kevin Hart.
Literally.
You don't think I'm funny?
And when I
and
see...
said, I'm Bill Cosby. I'm being facetious. I don't know what he said. I just heard
Oh, I was there because when I got on Clubhouse,
oh, no,
and
me
saw
and
there's
Christine
a room
caught the whole thing.
Called Is Kevin Hart Funny with Kevin Hart in it, I said, enter. Like, let's see.
Sign me up.
And it was just straight mess. It was total mess.
Kevin Hart
mess.
Said, the app that you're critiquing me on, I created. So thank you.
He said, I'm part owner, which isn't true. He's an investor. He's not an owner. That
he's
sounds
an
a little
investor.
Like, come on.
Yeah, but what is that? Okay, thank you.
Anyway, yeah, it's like there's no point to this. And he was like, you know, it's just, you know, I think it's funny how black people are the ones who tear other black people down. Think about Bill Cosby. Like, yes, he committed those crimes, but like, who were the ones who called him out? It was black people. Like, okay, so what's your point?
The main
no,
thing,
see, Christine,
the main thing
point?
I got out of
if
that
you look at it,
is like,
he's
rich
trash as I thought.
Are not smart. And,
oh, that's oh,
and
I knew that.
And wait, I'll preface and say this: like, Kevin Hart is actually a master strategizer and master marketer. I've always said that about him, and that's never going to change. That's the reason why he has all this money. But Kevin Hart and the English language do not conform well, and they were. I cannot tell you how much I was laughing when I saw that joke on Twitter that referenced that 40-year-old virgin scene. When
because it, that's exactly
because
what
that
I
is
said
exactly
the, oh
what happened.
It was wild.
They were throwing way too many big words at him, and he just
and he
immediately
said,
took
I
them
don't
as
know
disrespect.
What those words
yeah.
mean.
And then no, but the,
but
the
no,
audacity
said,
to say, hold on. Like I don't know what those words means, but blah blah blah, and then to be like, now let me slow it down for you real quick.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
And then made
you're
it
the
seem like the woman kept saying, "No, you're not hearing me. That's not actually what I'm saying that you said."
Right.
I mean, she was trying to clarify, but he was literally just taking it as disrespect off.
What
rip.
Did Michael Scott say? Explain it to me like I'm right. fine.
But then be like,
I was
no,
like,
you don't
wow.
understand.
You have
and
all
it was just
that
like,
money.
And people were getting so mad because basically there were women in this room who were trying to hold Kevin Hart accountable for like the nonsense he continued.
Well, and
does.
Then he got his friends to like sick on the girl.
Oh,
but wait,
yeah.
time out. Christine, that's the issue. Why are you in here trying to hold this man accountable when I'm trying to make him laugh and get a job?
Hmm? Right. People
right.
are begging for jobs. Literally all
right.
like, cannot make this stuff up. They're like, well, you know, if you got anything, open
you could
it
take,
up.
You could take your critique elsewhere. I'm trying to get on.
And they were like, okay,
I'm
she said her piece. She said her piece.
No, no, no.
Well, he didn't answer
Christine,
it.
Listen, Christine, quick, Christine, I'm cutting
exactly.
you off. Christine, let me cut
this
you off.
This is what it's like to be on Clubhouse as a woman.
No, no, no.
Yes.
no, no I, so
yes.
I hear you.
Yes.
Christine, I hear
well,
you.
Well, hold on. To piggyback of what you were saying. Hold on. To piggyback of what you were saying.
No, no, no. But no. Your point is valid, too. And I want to hear what you're saying.
But, you know, your attitude, your tone was disrespectful. Anytime a woman asks the question, we're disrespectful, for the record, on Clubhouse.
No, your tone. See, there you go again. Your tone.
There you go again.
Get her off the stage. Get her off the stage. We have grown men, y'all, making their profile
pictures.
Dude,
I can't tell you how many times I heard, here we go, every time a woman started talking. And I was like, my mouth was open.
Tell me why the guys would unmute and go, like, you're giggling and then muting again. Like, get a grip. You really wanted us to hear your little giggles?
What is this, fifth grade?
Like, y'all are so idiotic, truly. And like, grown
LOL
men changing
in Clubhouse
their profile
form.
Pictures to try
you
to
gotta see the LOL
to get women off of the Clubhouse stage where people can speak in that app or whatever. Like, you're a grown man. This is what you're doing is like going on Instagram
Yo,
stories
his friend,
and making.
I don't know if that Ed Lover guy is his friend, but I gotta tell you, there's
first
some
of all,
grown men in that
I didn't
app
even know who Ed Lover was.
Unprofessional.
And tell me why Ed Lover? I guess he's like old. I don't know. He's like been around, but I
yeah,
he's
an
not
old
relevant
ass
to
man.
Me. But he was like, you know, I was the most famous man in the world at one point, and I know how it's like, Kev. And I'm like, you are what now? Like,
I had no idea who that man was,
because none of us know who you are. People who under 40 are like, excuse me, what's your name? Like, Ed, what? Yeah. You're not even verified on Twitter, and you're the most famous guy in the world. Like, see, y'all need to get a grip.
With your blue check.
I don't have a blue check. You're not even verified on Twitter. To call yourself the most famous man in the world at some point is like, you are next level delusion.
Well, no, he had like his, I mean, he was, I think he hit his peak. I'm not saying he's the most famous man in the world. Right. He hit his peak when he was like, come on, son. He did that come on, son thing. I don't even know what that is.
Look, I'm not saying the man wasn't famous.
In like 2014, yeah, like 2014, he did this little like Vine or whatever. Like
Ed Lover?
You doing something? Come on,
son. He made a Vine?
Yeah. Or something. I don't
know. Anyway, I'm sure the man had some sort of fame because, like, I feel like Kevin was talking to him like he knew him. Like, I get it. He's probably been around, whatever. Like, I'm not saying he hasn't done anything in his life, but the audacity he spoke with shocked me because I was like, nobody I know, everyone on Twitter is like, who is Ed Lover?
Why are you talking like this?
It's 09, so yeah,
threatening women? Like, he was like, pull up or something. Like, you're literally threatening a woman. Like, you're a grown man. And Kevin Hart doesn't see nothing wrong with it. Embarrassing. Well, I mean, I could have told you that's how it would go. He's like good at talking over people. He did it to Lil Nas X. He does it all the time. He doesn't respect other people. But, you know, it's just embarrassing for me to see it. And then it was also embarrassing for me to go in other rooms after the event and see Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, the debrief room.
I wouldn't have been so respectful to that woman.
Wait, time out.
The breakout room.
So my favorite part about that was the post Kevin Hart conversation breakout rooms, because there was literally like seven different
I was on that app all day, and me and Trey were texting like, I need them to end this room because I need to go do something, but I also can't miss this conversation.
The breakout rooms are
fine. Well, it was just embarrassing. Like, you're a celebrity, Tiffany, and you, like, Kevin Hart's fine at the end of the day, and you're over here talking about how you'd beat a woman up and you wouldn't have been so nice. He wasn't nice.
So the Tiffany Haddish thing too. All right, so that
she's embarrassed.
I don't know if you guys were in that part.
I was not in that role.
And I was like, yo, whole goofy. She said, well, like, I know there's a stereotype about black women being angry, but if you show your anger in a certain way, then, like, you know, maybe. Because she was like, white women, I've been in rooms full of white women, and they don't get angry that way. What they're going to do is go, like, secretly ruin your credit.
No, that's literally, she thinks she's funny.
Yeah. What's her catchphrase?
She ready.
All right, bro.
She ready to ruin your credit. She literally ready.
That's what it was. So it was like, this bus. Is like, she ready. This feels like somebody wrote it, like, as a parody of your personality. It's like, for both of them. They both acted so, like, embarrassing. On the whole internet? Ugh, I just can't.
And you know the funny thing about that is, like, I actually, two things. I think, one, I find it funny that he made a stand-up called Zero Fucks Given, and then that was not the case at all.
Right.
Two.
Oh, he gave so many. He gave so many.
Two, I felt like there was so much, there was, like, they were laying it up for him. Even the women, like, they ended up attacking. The questioning were layups. They were literally laying it up for him just acknowledge that, like, he can see how that joke came off wrong to women that watched the comic. It was a lay. They made it so easy for him. And then I was just like, yo, you are not smart. Like, you are just like, what's not clicking?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand. Like, I just...
Like, literally, like...
I don't know if it's an ego thing or whatever it is, but, yeah. Like, I don't know if he just, like, doesn't want to admit that he's ever wrong or whatever it is. He just, like... I just don't get it. It just, like, doesn't make any sense to me.
I think he's proven time and time again he doesn't.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It just, like, keeps happening time and time again.
It's his friend's fault.
I don't know.
That he cheated.
Well, no, because... Because of y'all, and y'all want to record everything, that's why I had to get
like, I cheated because my friends were there to hold me accountable, and because y'all recorded me. What? And y'all, and like, the people he has around him are like, you're right, I feel so bad that we weren't there to stop you, Kevin.
Hey, that's
like,
what I mean.
Get
that's what I mean about not being smart, because, like, there's a way to make that joke smart and funny. The joke about, you know, like, recording while he was, it's just like, I just don't understand. He's just, like, not as smart.
He's and not, I think because
and it
so
reflects in his comic when he has to, like address nuanced stuff that's not, like, super black and white. And that's what makes him different from, like, a Dave Chappelle or Chris Rock or whatever.
Well, we got to get to Dave next, because we got to talk about that a little bit. We got to get to him next.
Yeah, and I think, to me, is, like, it's cool. Like, you're going to end up being a billionaire, right? Because, like, your brand and the movies that you make, and you're a safe comic. He's relatively safe, so he can appeal to everyone across the world. And he's strategically done that, so then when he does his movies, he can make $1 billion, even if, you know, he spends, like, $10 million making it. I get that. But the more and more I hear this man speak sometimes when it comes to addressing this kind of stuff, he just, like, doesn't have the mental bandwidth to do it. Like, it just comes through.
I agree. And I also think the difference, there's so many people in, like, you know, the normal world and in Hollywood who are cheating, who are misogynists, who are awful people, but they keep their mouths shut. And for the most part, they don't let it be known how bad they are. They don't, like, tell on themselves. But, like, Kevin seems to want to run his mouth and just own how trash he is, which, I mean, I don't
know. Well, he's a comic, so I feel like you cheating on your wife as a comic, like, your work is about you being facing the music. And so, like, he was going to have to talk about it regardless, or it was going to be weird.
I'm not even saying, like, he shouldn't talk about it, or he shouldn't own it, or he shouldn't make a joke about it. But, like, I feel like his documentary thing where they, like, talked about the cheating wasn't like, he wasn't trying to be funny. He was being real.
Yeah,
and he was just being really embarrassingly real. It's like, at least I would rather you either be serious in a way that has accountability or, like, joke, you know? Like, go all in one way or the other. Don't just claim to be serious. Ego. Yeah. Well, it's embarrassing. Yep. And he didn't have to hop in that clubhouse room. He could have had his little boys in there, infiltrate, take the temperature of the room. He could have hopped in for a minute and not kept going on and on and on. But no, like, he's just messy.
Yeah, no, I agree.
What did we say last week?
I don't remember.
who's the messiest person you know?
Oh, a guy.
It's a man. But that's all I feel about that. All
right, so Dave Chappelle thing too.
Yeah.
Again, this is not an idea to spend a lot of time on it. Like, he's been talking with us for a while, his beef with Comedy Central, a.k.a. Viacom, with his show. But, like, he got Netflix to pull it, and everyone was like, oh, what a power move. Not really, because if Netflix said, no, we're not going to pull it, like, what happens?
I don't think it's a power move. I just think
it's a move. Yeah, it's just like,
they didn't have to do that.
As a request? It's the request, they are the request, yeah. Not a power.
Because, like, I didn't hear HBO was doing that, so it's probably still going to be available on HBO.
Well, because it's Chestnut Checkers, and that's where you didn't catch it. Mm. But it's all good.
Got it.
No, and someone made a point, and he's been hitting heavier during quarantine. But this dude, David Dennis, he made the point that, like, Dave Chappelle was so open with, like, and so just kind of gracious and happy that Netflix just honors your request to do something off the strength. But yet he has yet to kind of do that with certain, like, joke topics, mm-hmm. or, like, kind of like in a Kevin Hart way, with addressing certain joke topics, or, like, the way he presents certain joke topics. Like, he's kind of defiant and, like, I'm gonna do what I want. You can't tell me what to do. Nope. I'm not going to do that. But like, he would ask, yo, real quick, just pull this.
That's the thing, yeah, to me, like, that was cool. Hypocrisy. And it's like, again, people are allowed to be hypocrites. Like, I'm not saying, like, he's a bad person. But, yeah, if you're if you felt disrespected by something and you ask somebody to pull it and they respect you, suddenly it's like you are the bigger person. But God forbid, like, you offend a community and they ask you to not comment on that. And you're like, well, no, I do what I want. Okay, well, that's fine. But if the company would have said I do what I want, it needs to be the same situation, to be honest. Especially because we're talking about money, not identities. But sure, whatever.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's a thing that's with comics that I find, like, that's a overall thing with comics where they feel like they shouldn't be held to a certain standard when it comes to comedy. They should just be able to talk about whatever they want. I don't know why that's the case, but this was a pretty, like, oh, look, someone decided to honor your request to take something down. Wow.
So I think this is the weird space in, because, again, I kind of, I'm not like, oh, I know everyone, but I kind of do dive deep into it. I think you do, and this doesn't sound like contradictory, you do have a limited way to talk about whatever you want. But I think it's how you kind of go about it. But also, I think at some point you have to understand there is backlash.
Right.
Like, from what? So I think,
like, everyone's not going to like everything you do.
Right.
Yes, and so I don't think you need everyone to like it. I think that's the thing.
No, yeah.
But I think there is some kind of like way to understand, like, if they're saying, you know, I think that was funny, or da da da, like, yeah, say, I think it's a weird line that you have to walk where you're like, someone's going to be offended by your joke, but certain jokes you can tell, like, nah, like, you're saying that to be offensive, right, rather than them being offended by my joke.
Right.
I think that's the difference.
I also think there's a way to interact when people are offended. Like, that doesn't have to be like, oh, I'll never do this again, but also doesn't have to be like disrespectful. Yeah. I think there's just like some gray area here.
Yeah. And it's, and I don't know where the line is, so I'm not really here. Like, this is what you do, don't do, da da da.
Right. And I'm not saying it's easy to determine, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yep.
So. But, you know, shout out to Netflix for honoring your request. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
I'll take notes, maybe.
All right, let's get into some of the dope content I consumed.
What'd you consume?
Underwater.
Okay, what's that on?
The movie stinks. Oh my God, the movie stinks. It's on HBO Max. It doesn't stink. It's bad. That's what I'll say. Because, like, so premise of it, you can watch if you want. It's not that great. It's a typical movie where, like, you're doing something and you have to get somewhere, but, like, there's something picking off person one by one. I don't know if that's that genre of horror thrillers called, but, like, there is a kind of a title to it. So the similar ones are like The Deep Blue Sea, Snakes on a Plane, Anaconda, like those kind of movies. There's something out there picking off people. Aliens One, da da da. So I watched it because I was like, you know what, fine, I'll spin it. Did not like it. Oh, not that great. And my thought to myself, Rob, like, is it like this genre doesn't hold up anymore? Is it da da da? Like, what about it? So I went back and watched Snakes on a Plane and Deep Blue Sea to get, like, to see if those two hold up. Those movies still slap heavily, by the way. And shout out to Samuel Jackson for being in both of those.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, so Underwater wasn't that great. Yeah, it just wasn't that great. A lot of holes that are like bigger holes in the genre. I think that's all. I mean, we can talk about it when y'all watch it, but I think that's another thing I have with Jingle Jangle. Like, it's not that it's has to be like this cinematic excellence of a story, but like for that quote unquote genre, if it's holy, then that means it's holy. So, that's why I put Underwater because it wasn't all that.
Hmm. Yeah, I won't be watching that. So
I'll skip it.
I'll go ahead and give
you can watch it if you're bored.
Well, I have enough to watch that I need to catch up on. I don't think that's going to make it.
That's true, Christine. You need to.
I get it. I'm a slow watcher. I'm not watching that. No. Never wanted to. No, I'm definitely not going to.
And someone mentioned Ryan Reynolds, and I ended up watching Deadpool Uno and Dos again also.
Ah. Love those. They'll give those on FX all the time, so I usually...
That's what it was. I think I saw it on FX, and I was like, I don't feel like watching on FX. And it was on, like, Hulu, so I spun it there. Sans commercials.
Love that. I mean, I liked those movies. They're good. Fun.
Oh, yeah. I love those. I
was like, I want Zazie Beetz in more of this type of movie, because I think she's super dope in this. So let's do that. Let's push for that. That's what I want. Let's push for that.
I agree. I very much agree.
That would be great.
So, Sinkar, are you finished with season 4 of The Crown?
Oh, yes. What?
Well, I'm not. Okay.
No, only because... I have not either.
I was going to be so mad if you watched it so quickly. I was going to be like, you know what? I'm done watching TV with y'all. I'm quit the pod.
Well, no.
that was last month's news, guys.
I know, but no, I'm watching the whole series, Sinkara. Dang.
Well, no, what I was saying is because, like, I've seen the disclaimer come out that, like, the royal family is like, whoa.
And what's so funny about that is... All them other seasons they were fine with.
The disclaimer they put up?
They were fine with all them other seasons. So, like I said.
So, the disclaimer I was talking about, it was, they said, can you put a, this is fiction before the thing? Well, it's because now it's hitting close to home.
Yeah.
So, like, I stand by my statement of last week or whenever I said it, they killed her. So, do with you where will that information.
Well, that's always the conversation too about like people always like, well, let's talk about slavery. No, let's talk. Like, don't talk about slavery or talk about Jim Crow. Let's talk about what's happening yesterday, in racism in America. Like, whoa, easy. I was here yesterday. Let's not.
Yeah, I'm sure that hit a little close to home, and they were like, nah, shut that down.
They were like, ugh.
Shut that down. Because I'm telling you right now, Peter Morgan got the
because they just shredded those documents, like, last night.
And
so, yeah, it's hitting kind of close.
And what's so great about Netflix is whenever something like this comes out, people start watching the other things related to that. So all the documentaries now... Mm-hmm. Are being spun or have most
been,
popular
have been going mm-hmm. up.
So I know they're like they're in a tiff,
right?
They're in quite the tiff.
They're like no, stop.
See, this is too
Netflix
far.
Is not going to really agree it. To that. So
yeah,
well, because by doing that you're boosting their platform, and I think that's always the weird not weird but like weird thing is like. You doing that boosts it.
Yes.
Like, I don't think people realize, because, like, most people have an understanding of, like, I think they might have done something nefarious, da-da-da-da. So when Netflix airs this show and you're like, whoa, easy, that's, let's say that's fake.
Yeah, whatever they say the niggas did, they did it.
It brings attention. Right. Oh, yeah. Because it's like John Oliver always talks about it, and Hasan Minhaj always talked about it in his show. They were like, because John Oliver, parts of his show are banned in the UK.
I believe
so. Now people in the UK are scrambling, going to all these places to try to find right. this episode.
Yep.
Or find, what did he say that got him banned? So, like, you kind of, I mean, they always talk about it. That's what made, like, rock and roll big in the 70s went for white people. Because, you know, when they stole from us. Like, this is what happens when you try to, like, don't do this. NWA, we talk, like, all these things are like, no, we're going to shut this down. That's how things explode.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So, shouts out to you, the royal family, for now everyone. Now everyone knows. Yeah, oh, you really
dignified
really did
it.
That.
You dignified it with a response.
We thought you did something, but you did that. Got it.
Yep.
Copy.
Yep.
Murderers. Sticking across the pond. Christine, small X, lovers rock. Talk about.
Why don't
it.
You go ahead and say what you need to say?
I You're playing weak. Silly games now, eh? Mm?
I'm weak. Rob,
this accent is not doing it.
You're playing weak. Games, eh?
You really want me to go first?
No, Christine, you go ahead. No, go ahead, Christine.
So, visually, cool. Dope. Dancing scenes, Yikes. Dope. The great part gowns. Where they were beautiful like, gowns. The gowns are beautiful. The set seemed real great. You know, the part where they were like singing was like a really like moving scene, but like, I wish there was something I felt to be moved about. Like, I wish I had any sort of connection to any character in the room at all.
Yikes.
And I also wish that if Twitter was going to go on and on about a production, like, really encompassing black joy, that production didn't have to include a scene of a black woman being raped, because that felt not like joy to me. So I don't know why everyone's going Yikes. On and on about how it was such a joyful production. but, you know, it is what it is. It was... fun to look at for the most part, except for that scene. But I felt like, you know, this is what I said in the group chat. It was like no plot, just vibes, and that's
just
vibes.
But visually, when
did I say that
it.
To that again? What did I reference to when I said that? It was a tweet, right? I forgot what the tweet, what the movie was.
No,
that
I,
they were referencing.
No, someone was like, "What name a movie?"
Oh that, yes,
oh, Once Upon a Time. In Hollywood. Yeah.
Yes, that's yeah. what it was. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And
yes,
this
yes,
really no encompasses point, that. Like, truly does.
I see. But, well, I will I mean, be watching. I haven't watched yet, but I will be
yeah.
watching.
I mean, I hope you enjoy it. And I want to hear Rob, because I know Rob enjoyed it, and I want to hear what about it did that for you.
Well, and so to your point, like, that's why in the tweet I said, like, I really like this movie, but there are better movies, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Like, that I've seen this year, because I think, like you said, this movie was literally just vibes.
Yeah, it can't hold up against unless we're talking about cinematography. What's it holding up against anything else?
But and also that's why it's an hour and ten right. minutes. Like it's because I just want to show you this vibe. Like if this was
but
2 hours,
also,
I'm like, fam, no.
Hot take: the vibe could have been showed in 30 minutes. It could have been done real quick. I could have got the vibe. Rob, so much of it was just dancing with anything. Like, I got the vibe, and we were still going. And it was like, y'all look great.
So,
y'all
okay,
look
this is
so
the I most. I will say this one thing. I'll let you guys banter. I will say this. This is the most analytical I've ever heard Christine pursue.
Facts. I know. Who does?
I love
oh,
it.
Oh, now
I
she's
love
analytical.
It. I love it. Keep going.
Interesting.
Well.
No, I agree. So I'm not disagree. I don't. Could have been done in 30 minutes. Sure, I'm not saying it can't, but I think what I liked about they took, quote unquote, their time. Again, only an hour and 10 minutes. They took their time because, like, I think they showed the progression of, like, a cultural house party at the time. It's like, one, like, there is no Uber, so people got to get here by the bus, or people got to, you know, da-da-da, right? They had to get here certain ways. Like, we had to literally hotwire this whole thing. So, like, there is... So, I think it just showed the progression of, like, you saw when you first got there, people holding up the wall, just went on the dance floor. Like, just the progression of, like, a house party in that way, I really, really like. I like how
it was very historically accurate. I feel like it set the scene and the time. Like, it wasn't just like a glimpse. I'll give it that.
Yeah, and so I'm saying that's why, like, I'm not mad that it was an hour and 10 minutes.
Is it the same cast, like, or new cast?
No, totally new cast. So it's like a whole new story.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so like, so that I get that, but like I said, I liked how they took their time with the party because I think, like, that's what parties do. They take time to develop, especially, like, we always talked about black people showing up late or this or that, color people time, da da da. So, like, with it not being like this quick party, da da da, we out. I liked how they kind of let the party grow and, like, and I think team two was like what they had, like, the party going on inside and then, like, people just sitting outside, not even also partying or doing, like, more debauchery. But, like, people were outside eating, kicking it, chilling, smoking, da da da. And they kind of come back in, party, dance, da da da. So, like, I liked how they kind of showed the dynamics of, like, that kind of cultural event. And I think looking at this, and I'm not saying don't look at it analytically. I think looking at this analytically, yes, it's like, it's literally just the definition of vibes. But they do have a main character that you follow loosely.
Yeah, loosely.
But they also wanted to show, like, the different characters in this space.
Right. I guess
this is very unlike Steve McQueen.
This felt like a glimpse into a universe that I would like to watch a movie in. But this is
not the type of stuff that he does. So I'm interested even more now to watch this.
And that's why, and I think that's what interests me the most, Ankara, because I know what you're saying. Because, like, he's like,
see, and I'm not this, like, an expert on his work.
Storyteller.
I'm just taking it for whatever it is.
He's a storyteller in that way. Yeah. Like, I want to tell a start and finish story.
Wow. And he did this one too. He wrote and directed this one as well.
I know he directed. I don't remember if he wrote it. I know he directed it, but yeah. Right. But yeah, like, the fact that it was just,
I mean,
like, a vibe.
I was gonna say, there's not much to write.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No, because, like, Christine has a good point. Because, like, there isn't.
I mean, there's, no, like, setting the scene, but, like, there's not really dialogue. Saying it, not for most of it.
Yeah, I know she's saying, like, a joking way, but it's Sankara, think of, like, a party at your family's house, and your family's over, and, you know,
everyone from the community comes over. It's vibe for hours.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, the conversation isn't really, like, heavy. Like, oh, this is a gripping monologue, dialogue scene. It's like,
gotcha.
Oh, you dancing? All right, let's dance.
Right.
Like,
gotcha.
No, I'm not going to dance with you. It's like those kind of things.
It was a cool peek into people's lives. It was a great look at an experience. But I guess to me, and maybe it's just like my preference in like movies, like I don't watch any, I saw a lot of people on Twitter. I'm talking about like people's, I guess, responses on Twitter. Because people are like, oh my God, this is like the most important thing I've seen, blah, 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 blah. Nonsense. It's
easy.
Yeah. And I guess, like, I get the fact that, like, I don't think, obviously, I think, like, black films should be able to just exist in all their, like, have every kind of black film. So, like, if we want one that's just vibes,
yeah,
great. But for me, I'm not watching any film that's just a party with no plot. Like, I'm not, or, okay, a little bit of plot, but, like, not really. Like, I want to see people interacting. I want there to be some sort of conflict. I want there to be besides a woman getting raped, I want there to be this, that, and the other. You know, like, I want there to be, I guess, more in other movies I watch. So maybe that's why this one didn't resonate for me. But if you like movies like that are more like a look into, like, a glimpse of a moment in a world, then this is probably super dope. Because it looked great.
So I think to that point, I don't think there's a person that's interested in, like, that kind of specific movie. I think you're interested in that movie that kind of reflects your experience. So, like, a glimpse into a house party with, like, West Indian people.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of super niche. That's, like, I don't think people from outside, if you, and I saw some of the discourse too, like, if around, like, different reviews around it or not. Like, if you are saying, like, ooh, it felt voyeuristic. Like, people that were saying, oh, this is excellent because I see this, da da da. Like, no, like, that's weird. Like, I think it's more of, like, from him, it's like, I want to give homage or show appreciation, right, or just kind of show you like what it was like in my family. And like, this is for those people that like understand this.
Yes.
And so I understand if you're like, I don't get it. And like, that's not a bad thing.
And I wouldn't say that this was a poorly done movie. I think that I were to read the script, but it just wouldn't have grabbed me. Like, it just wouldn't have grabbed me, and that's fine. Yeah. But I think that for what it was well done. Like, I don't think it was.
And that's why I said, to me, I really, really enjoyed it, because it took me back to some of the parties and some of the places and some of the functions like I've been at, and I was like, yeah, I remember those things. I remember when this song comes on, or not that song specifically, but like a song like that hits, or in that.
Rob
moment,
thinks I haven't been to a party, and you know, that's fine.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I mean, I get it. If that's what you want, it was fine. I'm excited to see what Sin Cara thinks, but
yeah. I would definitely
watch that.
And to your point about, the rape scene, I don't know if he did this on purpose or not, but like the fact that like after that, he just went back in and partied. That was an interesting choice to me.
Yeah.
And not good or bad. I would want to hear him explain why, but not good or bad, because it was like,
I'm sure it had a point, but.
Well, yeah, but like, I want to explain what was his point. And that's my thing. Like, if he explains his point and it's something, I'm like, all right, that's
kind of
weird. I just
feel like I could have gotten the vibe without that personally, but, you know. That's what women are in film for, to be disrespected and used in that way. So we already knew that, right?
Yeah, so I would be interested to kind of him to give the reason why he just kind of went back and just partied, like, just for my own curiosity, because like I think I have understandings of what it could have been, but I just kind of want to know what he thought.
Yeah, I'd be interested too.
But no, like I really enjoyed it. That scene when they was like, when they kept playing that song three times and they're like, "Wheel up!" I was like, "Yo, this is kind of dope."
Yeah,
that was like the vibe. Like, so the part when they're singing after the song goes off for like five whole minutes, like, and like that was really dope. But that scene when they're like, "Wheel up," I was like, "Yeah."
It was definitely vibes.
A number of vibes. So yeah, no, I think it was dope. And also, like, again, there's so many parts. Like, so when the dude who's like stealing, and they like, the dude was trying to rough him up, and then like he came in and was just like in the party. Like, so I think it just shows like an acceptance. Like, this is a safe space, but like, should it be a safe space for everyone, or like there are some people that be here? And I think that's what my thought. Like, a black safe space, a safe space of that. Like, it's safety. But does that mean everyone should be safe in there?
Safety for all. No.
Yeah. But like, so like, it was safe for that guy, but not for the girl. It was safe for the guy who was stealing, but not other people. So like, I think like the definition of safety is kind of interesting. I think that's what he's trying to show. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I really enjoyed it. Vibes all around.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Just vibes.
Yeah. I got nothing else to say.
I will be watching and will report back.
Can't wait.
There is a guy that reminds me of Sin Cara.
Boy, I need to know who. I need to know which one.
The DJ?
Oh,
with the dreads?
Yeah, I see that.
Because like, when he got on the mic, I was like, that's how Sin Cara.
It was the energy, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that is Sin Cara energy.
That's funny.
But yeah, so spin that. All right, Sin Cara, let's talk about it. Flight attendant.
Ugh. Oh my lord! I almost forgot about that. How I was gonna come in here and not even mention? Wowzers!
You thought
but
I forget?
Don't spoil it for me. And also, Rob's best friend Caitlin loves this show. So just
you know what I just hated that show now.
Wow!
How did I know? I wanted to ruin it for you.
Yo,
you know what I just hate now?
The show is a hoot. It is so fun.
A hoot and a half.
It is so fun. It is like, it is anti H. I've never seen them do a show. It's almost like they took a page out of Netflix's book. It was the pacing, the way the show is edited, the levity with the seriousness. Like, it wasn't like, because like the way HBO uses like drugs, scandal, and sex is very different than like other premium cable channels in terms of like what they're bringing you.
It's usually like hella serious or like some traumatic shit has gone down. It's like not really funny. But then like the way they use that in this show is just like, I love it. And I feel like Hayley Kuoko is like the perfect person to play this. I just like, it just fits her like essence and who she is. And like between like what she's done with Big Bang and that other show that she's on with HBO, the animated show Harley Quinn. It just like, dude, I love it. I like binge all three episodes in one sitting.
Family. When I told you I was going to watch that show, it's on my watch list. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch the pilot and I'm going to go watch something else. And we'll, you know, we'll
take it from there.
Let me tell you where I was at 3 a.m. finishing episode three. like, family. When is four dropping?
It's so weird. It's a weird cadence. They're doing drops. They're not doing like episode by episode.
Oh, then let me
and
watch
it's
this
weird
first.
Because like
I'm going to watch this next.
They don't ever do that. So like clearly there's some new person. They hired some new like exec or like associate director of programming that came from that world and is they're letting that person try something new. Because like this whole
remember we talked about
release of this is a bit weird than they usually do.
We talked about it when AT&T when it was announced that AT&T purchased Warner, which owns HBO, da da da.
Yeah.
We talked about what is gonna change in HBO and how they do things, the content. Because and not that we thought HBO was bad, everyone thought it was good, but we were curious how it will change. And we talked about the one, they tried their first YA drama, it's on season two, His Dark Material. Again, which felt out of place because HBO didn't have that at the time.
Yeah.
But I think with HBO Max, it has a few other places. So it has a few other like content lanes, like Cartoon Network or other stuff. So like it feels like you can squeeze other stuff in without it feeling completely out of place. So like having His Dark Material next to The Wire, Sopranos, The OZ, like it didn't fit. It does not fit. But having other stuff with it, kind of like, all right, we can squeeze it in here. So I think the same thing with The Flight Attendant. Like, it, like you were saying, it feels nothing like HBO. Like, did we see a nipple, a breast? Not one.
Yeah, I mean, like, the most we see is, like, I think we might have seen the guy's backside, and I think that's really it.
Oh, ooh, the we backside. Saw man cheeks.
We saw man cheeks. I think that's all we saw.
That's all we saw. Like,
but I'm saying, you know, HBO would have shown front and back on both parties.
What's that show I came in here like 2 days ago and talked about? Like last
Industry.
Yes. Bro, first 10 minutes, sex, drugs, alcohol in one go. They just layered it.
So I'm saying, like, all we've seen is man cheeks. So it's like, is this HBO? I had to double check.
Yo, it was so weird. I was like, this.
Are you masquerading as Netflix?
Who stole this? Who stole this from their hard drive and just released it on HBO?
Exactly. and I'm not mad about that either way. I don't think
I love it. I actually really do love it. I think it's refreshing.
But I think, and we talk about this, like, I think some shows are good within restraints because it kind of keeps you on a certain path.
Yeah.
You focus on this. Like, sometimes you have no restraints, your show can go all over the place, and you just do whatever you want. So I have no beef with either way. Like, I think some shows they have, but like the way they've done this, phenomenal. Like, yep. I was again, like, there are, is it the greatest show? No. Is it the best show? But like, it is riveting and it is really good.
Yeah.
And like all these things,
yep.
All those adjectives and superlatives.
Agreed.
And I think, and just looking at this, I think she's on her Margot Robbie thing.
I love it. I love it.
Because she's not only acting in this thing, she's producing it.
Yes, she's exec. And, like, this is the second thing now where, like, she's come in and she's like, I want to, like, if I'm going to be in this as the main person, I want to have a say.
Uh-huh.
And I think she's, like, she's killing it in terms of just, like, being able. Because I just remember how much I'm telling you, she's winning me over fast because I just remember how much I loved Harley Quinn. I just, like, The time I spent watching Harley Quinn, I was just like, yo, I love this show so much. And the same thing is happening with this show where, like, I love the action and adventure. It's just, and I love the way it's edited. It's just like, I love the way they use flashbacks. I just love everything about it. I really do.
Well, some of the shots, the way they're doing like some of the shots, like different panels. And,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
The way they're just, it's.
I'm telling fun. You, there's a new somebody over there. We're never gonna know, but they hired. It feels like they hired a new creative director, that is in tandem to the team that they have, and it's showing in their mm-hmm. content. It's very much showing.
Well, it's. I think it could be like a like a Pixar type thing where it's like, HBO, you still do the things that you do great.
Yeah.
But we're also going to add other stuff exactly. that's like under the HBO Max umbrella
exactly.
that are different.
Yeah,
like HBO, you still keep doing your sex, drug, yeah, and rock and exactly. roll, murder, and death.
I think that's
and,
what it is. Because you know. HBO Max kind of allows them to kind of do more and have more freedom. Yeah.
But without having to compromise what we know as HBO.
Right, right.
So, yeah, no, I think you really like it. And I've been a fan of her since Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things we talked about in here, but like I've always talked about, is like I'm always interested to see who from like these sitcoms goes on to do different stuff. Cause like,
oh, I'm always curious like, about that. I always love to speculate like that.
Because like we know, I think from like the show ran like 13 seasons. I think from like season 7 or 8 through, she was making at tops $1 million an episode, and it's like 26 episodes a season. Mm-hmm. And then they took a pay cut so that everyone else, so like, I think she was making between $1 million and $750K per episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we see what she's doing with all the money she made. She's turning, I'm not saying people have to do whatever they want, but she's saying, okay, I'm going to put my say in this, and I'm going to put my money into this so that I have an ownership stake, not just the title where you can be like, da-da-da, I own part of this. So, like, if you try to do something I don't, and I take my investment out, what you going to do then? Not saying you don't have it, but then you have to come up with
mm-hmm.
it. So since we all have money attached, let's just do what I think I should do for the show I'm starring in, and let's just go with it. I'm going to make you another, you know, top flight show,
mm-hmm.
pun intended.
Huh.
Yeah, no, so, I agree, man.
Great. That's a great time. It's a great time.
I will be tuning in for the next drop.
Post Big Bang Theory, she's 2 for 2 for me. So
yeah,
so,
and
here we are.
So it's basically, it's her and what's his name are the only ones, Jim Parsons. That's
busy. That are doing stuff.
Other stuff, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
Because, and Jim, I think Jim just, from what I've seen, he's just acting and doing like.
Yeah.
Acting.
Like, and he's really good. He's a good actor stuff. Too. I like him.
No, he's amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think. Nope, I don't think Raj is doing anything.
I don't think so either. Like, I don't.
Bernadette, Howard, Wolowitz. No, it's just them two.
Yeah.
Better, and we let us. Paraphrase, not paraphrase, but let us, you know, clarify. Not doing anything, but like that we see doing like big things. I think that's where we're talking about.
Yeah,
for sure.
And we talked about it too. Like, not that they have to, because we talked about it with
The Fresh Prince. Bro, I'd be chilling.
Some of them are like, nah, I'm just going to write children's books. I'm just going to like chill.
I can do whatever I want.
The Big Bang Theory is going to run until the day we die.
Like, I am.
And them fools make $1 million per episode. Right, so, yeah, I think some of them are like, why would I have to? Why? Like, I worked for 13 years. I'm super good. I'm going to retire.
Facts. Mm-mm. Facts.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I don't have to. They can do what they want. But, yeah, so, Christine, I'm recommending that. I'd recommend you spend that immediately.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's a great time.
I think I will, so that I'm caught up before the new ones drop, because, you know, things get overwhelming. I was going to do The Undoing next, but since it's already completely over, I'll just save that.
All right, Sinkara, talk about that.
But don't spoil it.
It's another one of them white people shows, correct?
Yeah, so yeah, I won't spoil it, but I definitely had planned on watching it, I will tell you this. So I had planned on watching it, but I had planned on watching it, like, very slowly, just because I'm coming off... I just did like Big Little Lies and all of those shows, and we just the Rich People Problem shows, and I had just done The Crown, and I was like, another Rich People Problem show. Not that they're bad, I just was like, do I want that right now? I was in a Christmassy mood, so I was like, killing, do I really want to do that? But then everyone kept recommending me, like, yo, have you seen this? I think in between my friends, I'm like the litmus test, because we have this podcast. So like, people always mm-hmm. try to gauge whether or not we like the show. And so I was like, I haven't seen it yet, because I've been watching a bunch of cheesy Christmas movies. And right, that's the bag
as
I'm
one
in right
does.
And so I was like, you know what? Fine. I will watch it. And especially because, you know, yesterday the it was the finale, and so I was like, if I'm gonna watch this, I know, and the whole timeline was watching it, which was a surprise to me because I didn't know the whole timeline was watching this.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like commenting and basically live tweeting it, and I was like, well, this is a minefield because like if I step on Twitter right now, I'm going to know exactly what happens.
It's so dangerous.
And we all know Sankara cannot step on Twitter. So.
How am I gonna live? I'm stuck between two rocks. Like, what do I do?
Because I said, I had the group that said Sankara, just stay off Twitter, and he was like, excuse me?
Stay off Twitter?
Like, how am I gonna live?
He got so offended.
So I was like, you know what? I told Lydia we're starting this show. So we started it yesterday. I forgot what the time was. Thankfully, it was only 6 episodes, but I very much intended to finish the whole thing by midweek this week. You know, we watched the first episode. It's white people problems, but obviously it's HBO, so it's so well acted, and it draws you in. And you know I love me some whodunit mess. I'm definitely not going to give anything away because I'll let, if you're going to watch it, Christine, I'll let you watch it and we can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's some riveting stuff. In 6 episodes, they give you it all. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't remember how many episodes Big Little Lies was, but like, this is like,
I think it was 8.
It was probably 8. They kept this one real nice and tight, and it was just, bro, they were throwing the kitchen sink at me. Every episode, I'm like, maybe I did it at this point. Like, I don't even know. Like, was I there? Like, I just like they end the episode and you're like, okay, well, whatever hypothesis I had has been thrown out the window. So here we are.
Yeah, so, I'm gonna because someone hit me up today and I was like, have you started? I was like, no, but I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's definitely it's really well acted. There's, there's a lot of really good shows that came out this year, so I don't know how this is going to play in the Emmy game next year, but definitely, obviously, Nicole Kidman, this is her bag. This is, like, distressed white woman, family, rich, and I need to get out of this somehow.
She's going to kill it. Oh, my God.
you know, this is the bag in which she lives in, bro. Right. Like, this is, like, I was like, yep, this is... And then,
but you know who's seething? Laura Dern. Laura Dern is seething.
That
right
she didn't
now.
Get a part.
She's like, oh, this could have been me. Watch her new heat drop in January.
And obviously, it was a novel because I was like, obviously, it's gonna be a novel because like it plays. Obviously. These always play like novels. These play like, you know, like a really good book that you can't put.
I'm about
down.
To write me a novel so I can get adapted right. Real quick.
And Donald Sutherland was also great. And then there's this new actress who played the lawyer who was great. She's this black woman. Her name's, I think, Noma Dumezweni, I think her name is. She killed it. She bodied it. So there's gonna be some jewelry to go around.
So it's gonna be a limited series too. So I think that's gonna be in the limited series one. Per usual, is
bro,
always heat.
I don't know, heat. Bro. I don't know. I just don't know. I wouldn't want those people's jobs to decide that. So,
oh my goodness,
it's a lot. It's a lot. But yeah, it was great. It's a great show.
Nice.
Finished it in 2 days.
Okay, So I got to do that, and then Snowfall's apparently coming back sometime soon.
2021, spring 2021. We got some time.
That's what it was. No, yeah, I saw it dropped the trailer. That's what it was.
I was like, oh, Titans, great. I
was like, Titans 3 is coming back.
Yep,
I think soon.
You know I'm ready.
Oh, and you know I'm 30 miles behind, so I gotta catch up all the way on that.
And
so.
You guys have to start catching up on the Christmas movies because I'm gonna record. I'm gonna recommend one.
I'm recommending one this week.
Well,
as
I'm already ahead. Well, me and Christine have already done one each, so right. You gotta catch up.
Oh, I think Sankara's been doing some, but not telling us.
What? Watching?
So he's going to come in next week and be like,
wait, watching?
37 Christmas movies.
Or,
yeah.
Oh, you know I've watched a bunch already.
Saying.
I suggested
you
a bunch
us.
Last week.
I know, but you just
I
don't
suggested
tell
you
us.
Like 4 movies last week on the pod.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't listen to the pod.
You like 4 movies. Because remember I haven't watched Holiday yet, but I watched the one with the other one, and I watched the Princess one with Vanessa Hutchins.
Yeah, I still have to watch that.
So on this pod, Sankara, all I do is I sit here, I wait for I hear no one talking, then I speak. So I don't know what anyone says.
I'm just waiting for y'all to hush so I can talk again.
I'm like, oh, Dead Space? All right, cool. So my thoughts.
It's my turn.
Me.
Yes, I watched a, I similar to you, actually, I was going to watch a Christmas movie this week, but I decided to interchange it with another movie called Hard Kill, which is a movie.
What is that?
Gosh, you're talking about this dud.
Oh my God. It's basically, but you know, so Netflix has this thing, whenever it's holiday, they know people are going to be home, especially now because people are home because of the pandemic. They always do like an influx of like mid-tier movies. And every year, one of them is going to catch, right? One of them usually catches and it ends up being on the like the popular list because I always check that to see what's popular. Last year, it was some movie with the black guy, with one of the black guys that's always in the Tyler Perry movies where he's like, he has to like save his daughter or some shit. I forgot the name of it. But this year, it's this movie called Hard Kill, basically. And it is a low-budget movie. I'd like to say that I don't know whether it dragged Bruce Willis to be in this one. But
his carcass.
But Bruce Willis definitely took up 98% of this budget. Not only... And it showed. I don't even know if he read the script. But this... this might be the worst movie I've seen.
What?
In a really long time. And I kept trying to see maybe like, maybe it's like one of those things where like, it's like intentionally bad and they know that. So like, they're not taking themselves too seriously. It's supposed to be that way. Not the case.
Not bad for this one.
No, not at all.
Oh my.
It's cringe bad. Ooh. And down the line, there's blame to go around.
Uh-oh.
From the EP to the writer to the director to the cinematographer to the set design to the lighting to the score to the acting. You name it. It was, it's, man.
Sankar said you all messed up.
It was a dud. Yeah,
so like if you got a $40 million budget and Bruce Willis took up $39 million, you're going to happen.
I know for a fact. And to add to that, his scenes, Bruce Willis can act. His scenes is like he's just deadpanning to the person he's talking to. Zero, monotone, everything's the same note. It was just, man. Yeah, so well, I...
Bruce Willis is like, I don't want to do this anymore, but sure, I'll take 39 mil.
I guess.
Yeah, this one was bad.
Sure, fine.
It was bad.
Yikes.
It's 0 out of 10 would recommend.
Stop.
So you're not going to watch it now.
Right. Rob's like, wait, that's my kind of movie.
That's my kind of late night movie.
Yeah, you're going to stumble on this on late night and watch this, and you're going to regret it.
Fam. All right, so I'm going to spend that. But like, what was it? Because like, there was something. Oh, I was going to start. What's that movie, Christine, you recommended on Hulu?
Oh, Happiest Season. Movie?
I was literally about to watch that. I pressed play, and I was like, I don't know. I think I came across a review that said it's not a comedy, even though it's not serious.
There are jokes, like, but it's also not like, I wouldn't say you laugh every 2 seconds.
Yeah,
it's funnier like, than oh, it, I feel like it's serious. Funnier than it is serious, low key.
Not that it's dramatic, right. But like it's not like funny. So it's not like, what's the one with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron?
It's not that.
Long Shot. So it's not like that. But it's like different. So I was like, I'm not in the mood for this right
that.
Now.
But
so
I'm recommending that officially 3 seconds this week. In. So,
well, I'm going to spin it because Aubrey Plaza. I'm going to watch it.
Icon.
She's in a movie. I'm going to
she
watch.
She steals
it.
The show.
like, no matter what she's in, she that's what she does.
She
for
does
a living.
Great,
kills
so.
It. So you know. so yeah, when is she, has she? What's the biggest movie she led? Like, was the leading actress on? That's kind of weird.
That's a great question.
Cause she every time every movie she's in, she kills it.
Yeah. Huh.
Oh, she was the lead on that weird killer movie.
Which one?
It, it's with O'Shea Jackson.
I don't know if I know what you're talking about.
It's pretty much about the movie where she's follows this social media influencer and then stalks her, becomes her best friend, and it's like, I don't know, does something
okay,
weird.
I never saw that. But cute.
Oh my goodness. Wait, what is it? Talk. Ah, Ingrid Goes West.
Oh, I did hear about that, but I didn't even know what it was about.
Yeah, so Aubrey Plaza, and what's the woman's name? Elizabeth Olsen. Oh. That's the other one who's in it.
The mini Olsen.
That's the woman she stalks. Yeah. But yeah, so that's interesting. Why is she not starring in more things?
I don't know.
Questions that need answers for another day.
Well,
What else did I watch? And I think that, I'm watching the finale of Fargo today. Mm. And
I'm behind on that too.
We'll report back next week. But man, has it been elite television.
Huh.
I'm so far
gone. Bro, this is how I feel sometimes.
No, it's
because
stressful.
You blink, you miss like three shows that are really good.
This is how I feel every day of my life. I'm always behind, and it literally stresses me out. Like, it's really stressful for me. But
well, because usually I'm fine. Like, I miss it, whatever. But then, like, it's like, because again, like, we talk about people are like, oh, did you watch this?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
no. So I know. People actually expect us to have watched everything. And I'm like, okay, the pressure is a little much.
What a concept, because we have a podcast running.
I mean, I get
it,
but I'm just like, that doesn't help with the fact that I already feel behind. It's like, I need y'all to chill. Like, I'm working on it.
And you two relax, right. Okay?
I have a job.
Until you subscribe to our Patreon, okay? We have jobs, so.
So, yes, I will report back. So far, it's been fantastic. Fargo's always really good. And I feel like it's one of those shows that always goes super underrated, but always gets, like, nominated for Emmys.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like a lot of more people should be watching this show.
I feel like I never hear people talking about it for real in my day-to-day life, but then, yeah, it sweeps the awards or whatever, so it's like...
And then, and then you look at the Emmys, and it's got, like, 18 Emmy nominations. Yeah. You're like, huh.
Well, because I think it's one people just watch. Like, I think people that watch, like, not that it's not notable to talk about, but I think people just, like, watch it. Like,
it's not
yeah.
a discussion.
Yeah, no, I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah, it's not really. Yeah, it's not really scandalous. Social media catchy. Yeah, no, it's just a good show.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so it's not like Game of Thrones popular. It's just a really good show. Heat every year.
Yeah,
I think that's where FX kind of thrives.
That, yeah, they
FX
love that.
Just brings heat.
For sure.
Like, just get me nominated. Ah, who cares if anyone talks about it? Just give me that nom. I think the only show that I know that people talk about, and again, that's Atlanta. I think that's their most like.
Yeah.
American Horror Story. Social media talk American about Horror Story, but
yeah. Oh yeah, and
American
Horror Story.
That's kind of more
too.
Of a watcher.
Is too. That over?
There's always a new season. I don't know what's currently on. I'm really behind, honestly. I doubt it's over forever. I doubt it's over forever because I feel like they're never gonna do that.
Yep.
So shout out to them. All right. What else is on? What else is on my list, eh?
And then I started watching, this is actually what I'm going to recommend The Undoing, and then next week I'll start doing Christmas movies.
Went back on his word already.
I watched Sugar Rush, I started watching, which is a yearly baking show about Christmas.
Yeah, that competition.
Yep.
Yeah.
I watched, I think, the first two episodes. It's standard content. It's exactly what I want.
Right.
It's festive. They bake really fun cakes and cookies and brownies.
Y'all.
The last episode I did, they did like a Charlie Brown cake. And I think it was the black two, they killed it. Man, that cake, I was like,
literally,
yo, I want a piece of that.
I don't know what channel it is, honestly. It's probably Food Network, and I think there's another one where this the past 2 months, all they've had on, or actually past 3 months, all they've had on are either Halloween baking shows or Christmas baking shows, and my mother is obsessed with them, and I swear to God, y'all, if I ever walk in a room and she's watching
you
TV,
just,
it's that. And I'm like, Mom, how is this still on?
You just, like,
on?
Fall on a... It's literally, like, I'll play it, and I'm like, yeah, I'll watch this for
I know. An hour. And we're like, Mom, but you don't even bake episodes. Stuff like that. Like, why are you watching this?
Neither
but
do
she
I.
Lives
I'm
for
like,
it.
I'm like, yo, I should bake this. This looks really good.
But some of the stuff they do but is insane. It's like, I'm going to make a whole, like, you know, classroom out of cake and just, like, display it. So it's like, okay, I get it. Why you're not doing that one? But I'm just amazed how many episodes there are that, like, she's not watching repeats and there's still one on all day, every day. Like, it blows my mind. But I mean, they're kind of fire. She mainly watches for the end where the, you know, see who wins or whatever. I'm like, I want to watch them the reveal, put this together. Me
too. Yeah. Also, you haven't given us an update on Mandalorian, Rob. So I only say that because I saw it trending today and I was like, oh, I gotta ask Rob how the season is going.
Why is it trending?
You know what's funny? Well, because Rosario Dawson is making her appearance in it.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Are you loving it, Rob? You love that show, right?
I have not watched since episode one.
I think he watched the first episode and cowed out. He's like, after
you know what?
That.
I can't do this again.
Well, I told you, I'll give it another chance. But like, yeah, it was done. Again, they had Timothy Olyphant. He just stood there. I'm like, how do you waste such a beautiful man? What is wrong with you?
Right.
So it's like, but I will say, I'll be honest, cause I was literally thinking about that show today.
Oh my God.
Because I asked myself, would it be better if I binged it? Is it, cause like the week to week is not hitting for me. Hmm. So would it slap harder if I binged it? So if I wait and then binge, does it hit harder then? Does it really slap? So we'll see. I don't know. I haven't started.
I doubt it, but we'll see, won't we?
Yeah, but you know, I'm gonna try it. Worth a shot. I'm a fan of Star Wars, so I have to, you know, kind of have to watch it. So,
well,
here we are. So yeah,
report back.
Right. Good luck.
I will not. I'm gonna act like I didn't watch.
Oh, I'm gonna be asking you next pod. So
I'm gonna lie and say no. I didn't watch it.
So
it's what? Coming. What? Easy peasy. No, I didn't watch it. No, it's funny because I know Hulu, like, so like if you know, whatever now, if like me and Sarah are going to watch a show, but like she's taking too long, I can watch it. But Hulu, you can be like, delete from my watch history. So I can go back and watch
well,
it.
Well, now
like,
Sarah knows you've been doing this.
I know, but listen, it's okay. Mm-mm. It's fine. It's fine. I'll be like, it's for the pod, Sarah. I was just joking. Jeez.
Yeah, okay. So believable you are. Great liar.
So believable. You really tried with that one. Oscar performance.
Right.
Thank you. Wait. But no, I don't support the Oscars. Black Award shows
Soul
only.
Train for
you. You're right. Yep. Mm-hmm. That you didn't watch.
But still give me my award. But watch it when I get my award. Like, when I get my award, then you watch it. But after that,
well, I'll catch the DVR.
wow. Rude. But yeah, so I'm probably going to end up binging it, and then I'll see from there. So if I've done both methods, the once a episode drop or a weekly episode drop, and it doesn't slap, and I binge it doesn't slap, dead to me. That's what that show will be. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Other than that, what else was hitting in them streets?
That's all I really watched. I just went over.
Yeah, I've been working on The Crown. And then my typical reality TV shows.
And by work, you mean she's watched one
episode?
No,
I'm on, like, I don't know what episode I'm on.
Oh!
I'm on season one, episode
Felicity
seven,
Huffman's
maybe?
Back in these acting streets.
Wait, what?
Felicity Huffman.
Felicity Huffman's back in these acting streets.
Isn't she in jail?
Not anymore.
No, fam. She wasn't was out of jail
one.
Before that. After
yeah,
that,
yeah, she wasn't
sent.
The one who had to like spend.
Wait a minute. Wait. What?
Felicity.
I thought
had
she was serving
lawyer.
Jail time.
No.
Time out. Listen to this headline. Deadline now. Felicity Huffman and other stars who've had career comebacks after prison.
I am done, bro.
No, Felicity is the one who had the good lawyer who actually like told her to just say she did it and move on. So she wasn't in very long. What's her name? Aunt Becky. She's the one.
Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, Lori Loughlin is the one who was like, I don't know why she did that.
She's serving actual time.
No, she's also out. She did like 10 minutes.
Well, her sentencing was worse. Wow. And isn't she on like either house something or
probation? Oh, she's on house arrest probably or probation.
She's on something because she had a longer term than what's
no, so. No, hers is she's on house arrest, but she can still go to all her various houses.
Got it.
So she's on homes. She's on homes.
So she's acting
arrest.
Like the rest got of us it. During the pandemic.
Houses
house.
Arrest.
Yeah. Got it. The thing is, cool. So like, because they said she can't be like take too much time between traveling to her houses. So they said we'll fly you privately if you want to move to different houses.
Yes. Okay.
So this will teach you.
That's punishment at its finest.
So be mindful.
Well,
gotcha.
So there's that.
Back, y'all. That's really all I watch.
I won't be watching whatever.
And I watch more than one episode of The Crown. Thank you very much. Attitude. I'm on like episode Mad 6 light. Or 7.
Oh. Yo, you going to the memorial tomorrow?
What? For whom?
Quibi.
Stop.
Yikes.
Did y'all follow Yikes. Quibi? Are you in the exclusive club now? Because their account is private on Twitter. So if you didn't follow them,
I should have.
You don't get to know how they're going to talk about us tomorrow.
Damn.
Let me check. I wonder if
that
I
really came and went in like 9 months.
It did. Dang.
That is wild.
No, it went 6 months ago.
Yeah. But it came like, the day it came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they were on their last legs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sam, the fact that MoviePass lasted longer lets you know that black owned businesses are here to stay. Right. Just so you know.
Ha, facto. I'm just saying. And with less money.
Facts.
Way less money.
The niggas blew through billions.
Billions in nine
they
months.
MoviePass $20 and said, yo, we'll figure it out. And they figured it out. They made it work.
Son, that's crazy, man. That is nuts. So what's going to happen to all that? Like, I guess niggas going to get paid out. I'm sure they still have to pay all these
people.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
sure.
Like, weren't there like a bunch of shows on that? With like
yes,
legit
and
people?
Not like...
Yes.
And yeah, and not like little shows with me and you. Like,
yeah.
They had shows with like Kevin Hart. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
They got bills
Kit
to pay.
Had a show on there.
So.
Man. Man, oh man.
R.I.P.?
I think? Exclamation mark?
Yeah, who knows?
Question mark?
Maybe. Like, you know, who knows?
Can't wait.
Oh, time out. Last thing. So, like, I heard after. The Will Smith, Janet Hubert apology tour
uh-huh.
aired.
Yeah.
Monique was like, that's so good for them. I can't wait for Tyler Perry to come apologize to me.
Ha!
I was like,
Girl.
Tyler said, I have a whole studio to run. You keep counting those Netflix losses.
I have actors to do bad acting with. So
correct. Mm. Mm. I have all these shows I need to write by myself. So what are you doing? Maybe you should pull yourself by the bootstraps and stop wearing
by your boot. You ain't got no your straps broken on your boots. Eh? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. just saying. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Tyler Perry, poor fella. All right, that's all I got. What should the people consider, Christine?
I think y'all should watch Happiest Season on Hulu. Check out. It's a Christmas movie. Enjoy it. It's fun. It's a fun movie, and I'm interested to see y'all's thoughts. And I have a strong opinion about something, but I don't want to spoil it, so I'm gonna just hush. But watch it.
All right, bet I got you.
How about y'all?
I'm gonna recommend The Flight Attendant because
heat on fire. I'm gonna do
Big Bang Theory alum stand up.
Yeah, I don't watch that show. I'm gonna do The Undoing, also on HBO Max. If you're in it for some mess, and if you love a good whodunit, if you like some crime drama, this is your show. Check it out.
If you want to see what problems do rich white people have,
right? That I
check
don't.
Out The Undoing.
Right. That's it. It's a quick 6 episodes, so you know.
That's
you should be in the house
it.
Anyway because it's a pandemic.
Right,
so
go home.
Turn that on.
So spin that.
Spin that.
All right, dope skis, we out.
Bye.
Peace.